Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Lessons from Amos. Don't enter Gilgal. But do not enter into Gilgal, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity. Amos 5:5. Gilgal was the place of new beginnings. 12 memorial stones from the Jordan were set up at Gilgal after the miraculous crossing of the Jordan River. The nation was circumcised there in preparation for their possession of the land. The Passover was celebrated, and the miraculous manna ceased. The victorious campaign in the hill country of Judea, extending to Kadesh Barnea and Gaza, was conducted from Gilgal. The great battle at the waters of Merom was conducted from Gilgal. Saul was crowned Israel's first king at Gilgal. Yet the activity at Gilgal began to obscure the word of God. Saul compromised and sacrificed at Gilgal to try to gain God's blessing. His desire for political favor resulted in direct disobedience to God. A zeal for righteous action without obedience can result in evil. Jephthah's foolish vow and subsequent bad leadership led to a horrible slaughter. Micah's selfish desire for a personal priest led to terrible apostasy. A Levite's false zeal for revenge led Israel into civil war. When activity substitutes for holiness, the cause starts to justify the activity. Activity then becomes necessary to preserve the cause, and dedication to the activity is equated with loyalty and holiness. In many cases, preservation of a memorable event overrides biblical truth. We don't need activity at Gilgal as much as we need abiding in Christ. The branches need the vine.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.